And finally today, Debo Band, which is an 11-piece ensemble based here in Boston. They're heavy on the brass, and they play their own updated blend of 1970s Ethiopian rock. They're hitting the road this summertime with Fendika, which is a traditional dance and music group from Ethiopia. Danny McKinnon plays the saxophone, and Eric Greer plays the sousaphone. Both instruments feature prominently in the song Manotin Manyakal. It's on Debo Band's latest album called Flamingo.
We're rooted in the music from the 70s of Ethiopia, that where they were using large horn sections, saxophones, trumpets, and the sousaphone. It's a tuba. You know, they had sousaphones in Ethiopia. They still do for street marching bands. It functions as a bass instrument, so it works.
That's Minutin Manyakal. What does that mean, anyway?
Who knows my desires? It's a love song a woman is singing about what she wants in a relationship.
Who is the woman, by the way?
Her name is Salamnish Zamena. She's a member of Fendika, a group of traditional dance and musicians from Addis Ababa who are joining us this week to embark on our second U.S. tour.
So describe what somebody would see on stage, then, if they're seeing the dance of this group, Fendika, and along with your music.
One thing that comes to mind is color, you know, a lot of diversity of attire.
The like what? What do you wear?
It's really the dancers that bring the color to the stage. the musicians are a bit black and white. But the dancers wear these beautiful sashes of the Ethiopian flag, green, yellow, and red. But what I really mean is that it's a metaphor for, like, all the variety that they bring to stage. The dance of Ethiopia is predominantly from the waist up. And the waist down, the hips and the butt don't move so much.
Yeah, there's this like shoulder dance.
So the most famous dance from Ethiopia is called Iskista, which is a shoulder dance. And it's not just the shoulders, but also getting the entire upper body like involved in it. And it really has a way of locking into the rhythms of, you know, what the basses are doing, what the sousaphone and electric bass are playing, what the drummers are doing. So there's a lot of rhythm going on, but I feel like the dancers are really coloring and accentuating all of the rhythms with their upper body.
And it's like if you hung a rope and you're moving it back and forth at the top, that can be a small movement, and then by the bottom it's a much larger movement. If you turn that over, it's like you start with that small movement at the bottom, but it really comes out
at the
top
of
it. Yeah.
And the music that you play, I wonder, especially for you, Danny, since you were born in Sudan to Ethiopian parents, and that's how most people came to the United States, Ethiopians moving through Sudan or other countries and then coming here. Is this integration that we hear in your music of kind of American funk, and I heard tango, I heard Cajun, I heard some kind of military anthemic music, all of that. How does this come together? Can we hear it in a song, say, like Bolomi Bena?
Bolomi Bena is a song from around 1975. It was originally recorded by singer Mahmoud Ahmed, Bolomi Bena is a great example of what maybe military-trained brass musicians were doing once they got their hands on to the more lively funk and rock and roll coming out of the U.S. in the 60s and 70s.
Let's listen to Bolomi Bena. Curious, because you guys are performing this weekend at the Lowell Folk Festival in Lowell, Massachusetts, great industrial town that's been revitalized and terrific festival. You are performing many other places as well, and you also have performed at the Ethiopian Music Festival in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. Well, I wonder if you can compare performing here and performing there, and when you're there, were you sort of delving more into the roots of the music, or were you ambassadors, you know, to bringing American influences or Western influences there?
I think both. We're playing music in a style from the 70s that had very large horn sections and strings, and that's something that they haven't seen in Ethiopia for a long time.
We play music that's so heavily influenced by the 1970s. But I think the fact that we chose to work with, you know, young torchbearers of the music who are bringing this sort of traditional vibrancy of Addis Ababa, it's a slightly different direction than I think kind of the roots of the band would have maybe laid out for us. But this is something that's, you know, been a really exciting and unexpected continuation of the band. And I think working with Fendika and being able to put on the kind of stage show that we do with dancers is something that's been really exciting for us.
Danny McConan and Eric Greer, founding members of the Debo Band. Nice to have you on the program.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Debo Band's tour with special guest Fendika kicks off this week, and you can see if they're coming to a venue near you at theworld.org. While you're there, check out videos of Debo Band 2. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Lisa Mullins.